rules and return to 954. I'm sorry, Mike. Let's take that up, please.
954, revise ordinance for amendments to intergovernmental agreements with TriMet and 14 participant agencies to correct term date from September 30, 2015 to September 28, 2015.
Okay, I think the person that requested this is no longer here. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this item? If not, take a roll call vote.
Hold on. Mr. Krebs, did Mr. Walsh want to speak?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, come on up.
You missed me.
Oh, you didn't. You're not the one that pulled it, but come on up.
You know, according to the charter, and you can ask the city attorney this, you're supposed to have me right after you vote on consent agenda. Look at the charter, Charlie.
Mr. Walsh, this says...
And pulled. I am disabled. Me, you made me wait.
Excuse me.
Hours.
Excuse me. This says pulled to regular by Stephen Entwistle. You are not Stephen Entwistle. So please proceed. We'll give you a chance to testify now.
On what?
On the item that we pulled, 954.
The reason Steve got me on the agenda is that I am disabled and I was having some problems. I asked him to go to the clerk and pull it. Now, I don't know why his name is on it. It should be my name. This item should never be on consent agenda. We object automatically to you making it an emergency. We always object to that. This is somebody made a mistake. And if you look at it, if I remember correctly, the contract ran September 28th. And you guys' paperwork ran September 30th. So we sat around and said, why are they making a big deal about this? And then the question came up, well, maybe they've been using this contract illegally because the date screwed up, and now they want to fix it. So they put it on the consent agenda, which goes right underneath the table. No discussion. No nothing. You guys screwed up, or your staff screwed up. Why don't you just tell the people we made a mistake, we have to correct it? Now, you mentioned TriMet. TriMet just raised the rates for senior citizens 25%. Isn't that amazing? 25%. Now, Patty and I can afford that. You guys can afford that. But I'm telling you right now, when you raise a rate 25%, you should not deal with this, guys. This is a bandino. 25%? Commissioner Fish, what is that? Do they think people are out there celebrating and going to dinner every night? No, everybody is struggling. 25% is an insult. And you guys associating with TriMet is an insult to your constituents.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And as regards to the contracted services for whatever it is we want to say that armed uniform officers do while they're around TriMet, I've had the experience of being caught without my honor citizen card and my fare. And it's gone differently. And my main thing is solutionary thinking about some of the issues Mr. Walsh raised. I know people who've had experiences with poor law enforcement from TriMet contracted officers and are then told that even though they're inside the city of Portland on downtown city sidewalks, IPR doesn't apply because it's some out-of-county deputy on a contract with TriMet. So I hope that when your staff does a better job on this upcoming contract, I'll be able to rally some voices so that you'll know that there needs to be some sort of ombudsman or quality control service to make sure that this money is getting quality policing and that there's a due process procedure for people who feel that they've had a really negative encounter, whether it's race-based or whatever. So I hope that in the future on that contract, you'll look towards quality control and citizen engagement. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, anyone have any questions for Assistant Chief Krebs?
Mayor, the accompanying impact statement says it was a Scrivener's error. I move the ordinance.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you.